You are now on air.
Anchor morning audio date is 05.11.2020. Current time is 05:38 a.m. Eastern time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside this morning. And yes, this is the Anchor morning audio. And how are we all doing? Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as over there on Twitter, my mainstay for social media here, where I tote myself as a social media observer and social media enthusiast. How are we all doing? And yes, I do have the morning coffee here. Tasting good. Currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, it's 36 degrees Fahrenheit, and it looks like we're going to get a little warmer today to 51 degrees. Compared to the last several days where we've had that polar vortex giving us some cold weather and also some snow, if you can believe that. But we're going to have some rain, high 51 degrees Fahrenheit, winds west at 10 to 20 miles an hour, and of course chance of rain is at 80%. Let's see, the sun will be rising this morning at in about 10 minutes, 05:49 a.m. I'm looking out, and yes, we do have some cloudy overcast. I'm looking out the window here from the studio. And the sun will be setting later today at 8:16 p.m. And that's 2016 hours in military time. You just add 12 hours after 12 noon for the military time. But we are here for the Anchor Morning Audio as our intro music fades. And the coffee is tasting pretty good here. But it's a Monday and I'm on a day off here. I'm completed a work cycle, so I am here in the studio at the computer desk. It's a studio, folks, to do another Anchor Morning Audio where I'm going to bring in some good news. And good news doesn't hurt because with what we've been going through here worldwide with this COVID-19, coronavirus, pandemic. Let's make sure everybody wash their hands, social distancing, and all that. We could all use some good news. And I think there's a lot of good news stories that have been coming out, all things considered and stuff like that. But this morning, there was something going on, and New York State is a dairy farm state. You know, it's not all about New York City, even though New York City is going through hell with this coronavirus, having the most people that are passing away from this dreaded disease or virus. Yeah, virus, I guess you could call it. It's not a disease. It's a virus. That it's just tragic, very tragic. But and everybody's staying home. Supposedly there was a toilet paper shortage, but I can tell you, I've been in the grocery stores here over the last week and stuff. There's toilet paper on the, that's good news, toilet paper on the shelves. There's supposed to be some meat shortages, and there's food in the stores, folks. So to talk about shortages, let's keep it in perspective and whatnot. As far as that goes. But there was something that happened here, and I think it's being corrected, and that was the fact that states like New York and Wisconsin, dairy states, Minnesota, the dairy farmers were dumping their milk. There was no market for it. Everything is, you know, all businesses have been shut down, though here in New York, hopefully after this week, after the 15th, our Governor Cuomo, will open up the state slowly. Yeah, I think he has a four-phase plan there and stuff. But all these, especially here in New York, they were dumping milk. And what a waste. What a waste. But I can say here, there's been some alternatives done. I have several dairy farms like within a 5-10 minute drive from where I reside here in Tioga County. And they were giving milk away free over, I think, just this past Saturday, or Friday, they were giving milk away over there in Owego to all that wanted it, free milk. But there's somebody, another company, a grocery store that actually is doing something to mitigate that also, as far as the dairy farmers' excess of milk is going to food banks as it goes. Kroger? We don't have a Kroger. Most of the supermarket, we have a Wegmans. There's a Price Chopper, Tops, Wise. What other store? There used to be a ShopRite. I think ShopRites are downstate, but those are groceries. Of course, there's groceries in Walmarts now, Targets. You know, we have a Walmart and Targets here in the area, and all the mom and pop grocery stores that have milk. But Kroger buys and redirects dairy farmers' excess of milk, sending 50,000 gallons per month to food banks. So that's a good thing. That's good news, and that's what this Anchor Morning Audio, call it a podcast if you want, I call it doing the audio, is all about. But though it's difficult for food banks to stock this item, nutrition-dense milk is one of the most often requested items. Now, in this critical time, in these critical times, the Kroger grocery store chain has wrapped up its dairy rescue program, one that takes donated excessive raw milk normally sold to restaurants or hotels, which is now going to waste, and pays for the packaging and processing in order to provide a nutritious food source for communities in need. The effort also helps support dairy farmers struggling to find enough demand for their supply, especially now that schools are closed. You know, because of the pandemic, the schools are closed here in the United States of America for the most part. In partnership with dairy cooperatives, with suppliers and farmers across the Midwest and South, I guess that's where Kroger grocery store chain is mostly at, Kroger will use its facilities in Texas, Kentucky, Michigan, and Ohio to process and donate more than 200,000 gallons of additional milk to the Feeding America Food Bank and community organization through the end of August. Kroger recognizes the growing need for fresh, highly nutritious food in our community, especially for children, as schools remain closed to flatten the curve during the pandemic, said Aaron Sharp, Kroger's Group Vice President of Manufacturing. At a time when dairy farmers have surplus raw milk, we're doubling down on our mission to reduce hunger and waste. And that is a good thing. Let's see. Through the expanded program, Kroger's dairy processing plants and suppliers will be donating an additional 50,000 gallons of milk per month to local food banks and community organizations. Feeding America member food banks and other partners will help Kroger transport the gallons and half gallons to local hunger relief agencies. With so many families struggling with unemployment and food insecurity today, providing access to fresh, nutritious, rich milk has never been more important, said Blake Thompson, Chief Supply Chain Officer, Feeding America. Kroger Dairy Rescue Program is keeping America's farmers productive, avoiding unnecessary food waste, and helping families in need. Some dairy farmers are struggling as demand for milk in America gradually decreases, with alternatives like oat, rice, coconut, almond, cashew, and soy milk. So now you can make milk out of anything, I guess, now. They're taking, those type of milks are taking huge chunks out of the milk market share. Kroger's, I never got into the oat, rice, coconut, almond milk, or cashew, or soy milk. I like regular cow milk. Boo, cow milk. Okay, Kroger's Dairy Rescue Program is an invaluable resource for the dairy industry during this crisis and beyond, said Heather McCain, Director of Public Affairs for Dairy Farmers of America Midwest Area. Even though Kruger is a large corporation, personal human relationship between producers, suppliers, and vendors are often very strong, as the logistic operations behind them require a large amount of cooperation and trust. So helping such farmers be productive during changing or challenging times is a win-win-win. So thank you, Kruger. And along with that, I can tell you, and I've seen firsthand, and there's news articles here in the local newspaper, the Southern Tier, of dairy farmers doing just that. They're giving back to the community and donating their excess of milk to people that need the milk, as far as that goes, as food source, because there's a lot of people out of work due to this COVID pandemic, and a lot of people are out of work, and I'm very fortunate and blessed and thankful that I'm still working. It hits me every time I go into the grocery store. Yesterday I was buying gas after getting out of work, and I had to thank that cashier who's working the hours. And when we didn't have this pandemic, it's like you never would have thought how important that person behind that counter in a store, be it grocery or a convenience store, is important. And the farmers are able to be just as important by being part of the solution of getting us through these pandemic times. I'm not going to say they're hard times, they're challenging times, and we will get through that. I've said that before. We will get through this, and I think we are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel for the most part. We have a long way to go, no doubt, but we are flattening the curve as far as that goes, and that is a good thing. And so this is a good story. Plus, I like the picture of the cow that's on the audio art for this Anchor Morning Audio here on Anchor. And I want to thank Anchor for providing this platform so I can present some good news here as far as that goes. And like I said, I've seen this firsthand, and I think it's just great. It goes to show how humanity can come together, community can come together, and provide for those that need help. And it hits you right here, right in the heart, right here, right in the heart. And that's great. All right, folks, I'm gonna exit stage left here. And again, I appreciate your listen here on the Anchor Morning Audio. It's always a pleasure to present good news to you, to get the day started on a good step, I guess. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace.